dreams that you called me up, wishing you would be mine in the morning. I cannot move it on from you. I've been foreign, I've been turning into
a track from the brand new Marissa Nadler album that just came out today. It's called For My Crimes, and you heard the track called Blue Vapor. Really great album, and I do believe she's doing a tour coming up, but not playing any Vancouver dates. The closest that she would be playing is, let me see, looks like it's in Portland on October 18th, so if you want to make the drive. Or no, not Portland, Seattle is the closest. And that's on October 19th, and she's the opening for Mercury Rev on that show. She has come through Vancouver a couple times. I did see her at the Electric Owl a number of years ago, and I think she had come through opening up for another artist a show before. I can't remember exactly which one, but I know I wasn't able to make it out to that show. Anyways, you can check out the full album at marissanadler.bandcamp.com. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. I got a lot of new stuff into the station that we're going to explore this evening, and I got a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up. If you want to hear anything, call 604-822-2487. And the first is something from a local artist, Nicholas Kurgovich, brand new album out called Ouch, out on the Tin Angel record label, and you're going to hear a track off of it, something called, a track called Hinoki, and then after Nicholas Kurgovich, you can hear something from Mitch Coda, which is an artist based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. I know there was a piece on the CITR website. If you do a search for Mitch Koda. You can check it out. The new album is called Kaija/Care, and it's not actually a 7-inch, it's a full album. And you're gonna hear a track off of it. Let me see what I have queued up. A track called Wanderer. And this one's out on the Tin Angel record label. So, but first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Nicholas Kurgovich, and this is the track off his new album called Ouch.
Sashes of enoki wood you could put in the bath, and the sand when they opened it up in the ship bar that we were in. I was lost in a dripping wet Japanese forest with bamboo high over my head, and everything's fine I guess, but I wish I were dead.
Back. That was something from Mitch Koda. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but he's a two-spirit musician from Montreal, and he's an indigenous musician, and his music is done in Algonquin. And you can check out the new album out on a record label called Tin Angel Records. And if you check out the CITR website, you can find some more information about Mitch Koda on an article that came out in October 2017, put out by the Indigenous Collective here. Prior to Mitch Koda, you heard something from another Tin Angel artist, and that's Nicholas Kurgovich. New album is called Ouch, and you heard a track of it called Hinoki. And Nicholas Kurgovich is, a Vancouver-based artist. You tuned in to CITR. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this evening. Up next, you're going to hear an artist that I played a few times, and we finally got the physical CD copy of it, and that's the new album from Sarah DeVacci, who is, currently based in Los Angeles, but she is a Canadian artist. You can check her out at sarahdevacci.com. The new album is something called, trying to think of the title. Oh, it's called, I should have wrote this down. Okay, it's Gave in Rest. I didn't have the CD handy. You can hear a track off of it, something called Gilded, and it's one of the closing tracks on the end. We're just going to hear this one track, I think, and then we'll get back to you and hear a little bit more. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Sarah DeVacci. This track is called Gilded.
Thank you. Are you starting fresh this year and looking for new, exciting activities to do with friends on campus? Did you watch theater in high school and now miss it? Feeling overwhelmed and need a break? Come and escape to another world through thrilling live performance right on campus. Celebrate with us the 60th anniversary of UBC Theater and Film's 2018-19 season. Still need more convincing? It's only $11.50 for UBC students with your card, and bring your ticket into Kerner's after the show to get 10% off your food. Check out theaterfilm.ubc.ca today.
The Vancouver municipal election is on October 20. Who's running? What's their platform? How do they plan to solve Vancouver's most pressing problems? Stay informed on all the important issues. Come to the Vancouver Mayoral All Candidates meeting. You'll hear the candidates present their key platform initiatives and address important questions. It's happening at the Heritage Hall from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Monday, October 1st. See you there.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was some new stuff from Sarah DeVacci. The new album is called Gave In Rest, and you heard a track off of it, something called Gilded. And I'm going to do a artist that's coming up in a few weeks, and I'm really excited for this, a band called Yob. They're playing on Friday, December 7th at the Astoria, and I'm pretty excited for this one because Yob is going to be bringing a few really great artists, one of which that I've been looking forward to seeing for a long time. Yob is going to be playing with a group called Coma and Heron, but I'm most excited for an artist named Thrones, and you may know Thrones as his title. He's a solo kind of droney doom artist under the name, or his name is Joe Preston. And he's been in quite a few projects over the years. I think he's, he mainly does a lot of solo work, but he was formerly in a very influential doom metal band called Earth, as well as he's a former member of Melvins, as well as, I do believe he is either a session player, like a tour player, in different bands like High on Fire, as well as Men's Recovery Project. And he does do some collaboration with Sun, Sun O is how you see it written, but it's actually just Sun. But his solo project is called Thrones. It's really, really great stuff. He's got really some influential albums in his under his belt and collaboration projects that he's put out. But probably his most famous one is the solo album called Day Late and a Dollar Short. And that one came out on the Southern Lord record label. And I do believe they like reissued it or something like that. But we can hear a track from that, something from the Classic Thrones album. You're going to hear a track, kind of a longer form track. Let me see what it's, I do believe it's called Algol, is how you say it. And once again, this is from the Day Late Dollar Short album that came out in 2005. After Thrones, you can hear some new stuff from Neurot Records and a new release from Mirrors for Psychic Warfare. And if you're not familiar, it's kind of like one of these side projects of a group called Neurosis. It's more kind of like a industrial project that does kind of have that doom metal sound or kind of industrial metal sound that Neurosis has, but it mixes in with a whole lot of very industrial metal and electronics. You can hear the new album called, it's just a, let me see what I could get queued up here. Sorry, I really should have all this stuff queued up, but just a little bit behind this evening. This album just came out today, and I think it's the second release that they've had since for the project, and the previous one came out in 2016, and the new one just came out today. It's called I See What I Become. You can hear a track called Flat Rats in the Alleys. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Thrones and a track off the Day Late Dollar Short album. This track is called Algol. Mm-hmm. And we're back. That was brand new stuff from Mirrors for Psychic Warfare. That track was called Flat Rats in the Alley, taken from the brand new I See What I Became album out on Neura Records. And if you're not familiar, Mirrors for Psychic Warfare is made up of Scott Kelly as well as producer Sanford Parker, making some pretty heavy industrial metal and mixed with electronics and stuff. A little bit different than what Neurosis puts out, but you can definitely see the sound that's similar, considering Scott Kelly is in it. That was just released today, and before that you heard something from a classic album from Joe Preston, the Thrones album called Day Late, Dollar Short is what you heard, and a track off of it called Algol. And once again, Joe Preston, as playing as Thrones, is coming through Vancouver, playing on Friday, December 7th at the Astoria. Really looking forward to this. Definitely make it up to the show. And there's some really other great artists on this bill, so definitely check it out. I think tickets are only $15, so definitely worth picking up. Once again, that's Yob, along with Thrones, Coma, and Heron, December 7th at the Astoria. So up next on Canada Post Rock, you can hear, we're going to move in a little bit different direction from the loud and heavy stuff. And we're going to hear a punk group, a local group called Anybody's, who have a new album out called Necessity of Contrast. I think it's just a 4-track release, so I'm guessing it could be a 7-inch, but we have a CDR version of it. From Necessity of Contrast, you can hear a track called Not Scared. And Anybody's are a... I do believe they're local. I should have had this information queued up, but I'll dig up some more information. But you're going to hear a band that I thought was quite, or it reminded me a bit of when I was listening to this. And that's a group called Feature. And Feature have an album that came out called Banishing Ritual that I do believe I played a couple times. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called... what did I have queued up? A track called Fresh. No, wait, let me see. Oh, a track called Jealous, and you can check them out at featureband.bandcamp.com. It's really quite hard to Google this band since they're just called Feature. But anyways, you're gonna hear a track off of the Banishing Ritual album. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a group called Anybody's, and a track off of a 7-inch is what I'm guessing. Something called Necessity of Contrast, and you'll hear a track called I'm Not Scared. Just getting it all queued up here, and right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Anybody's. We'll be right back.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from a feature, a track called Jealous off the Banishing Ritual album that actually came out in 2017, I mistakenly said 2016. Before that, you heard Anybody's with a track called Not Scared off the Necessity of Contrast album that just came out. And I do believe it's on their Bandcamp, but it could be a 7-inch. Let me see what I could dig up. Can't pull anything up right now. But anyways, that was a new stuff into the station. So up next, we're going to hear another new release that came into our station. A release from an artist named Tetrix, who's based out of Calgary. I'm not sure if it's a solo artist, but it's kind of a experimental, electronic-y sounding stuff. The new album is called The Drugs in the Water. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Estrella by Tetrix. And then after Tetrix, you can hear something from Baby Teeth, a new release. Actually, it's an album called Motherhood. And I do believe it came out a couple of years ago, but I think they're just finally getting around to sending us a copy of it. Motherhood is based out of Fredericton, and the album is called Baby Teeth. You're going to hear a track off of it. Something called Tin Can Beach Part 1. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Tetrix. This track is called Estrella.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Baby Teeth, a track called Tin Can Beach Part 1, and it's off the 2016 album called Motherhood, a new release into the station. Before that, Tetrix with a track off the Drugs in the Water album, and that was a track called Estrella. And Tetrix is a experimental electronic project based out of Calgary. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And if you missed anything I said, you can always head to our website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts, playlists, and get a list of songs that I recently played. So I'm going to leave you this evening with brand new stuff from an artist that I've been really enjoying a lot lately. That's Drew McDowell. You may remember a few months ago when I played some of his release after he played a show here performing Coil's Time Machines. But Drew McDowell has a brand new album that just came out last week, actually. It's called The Third Helix, and it came out on the Dace record label. It's a really, really great album. If you're not familiar, Drew McDowell is a former member of the influential industrial group called Coil. He's a later member that took part, I think, sometime in the 90s. And he did their album. He was on their album called Time Machines. But this new album called The Third Helix just came out. And you can hear a track off of it called False Memory. And this features an artist out of, I think, New York. His name is James K. It goes under the titles. But it's I do believe it's Jamie Krasner, electronic artist. It's out on the Dial record label. Drew McDowell, really involved in the electronic scene, so he's really, really able to pull in a lot of interesting collaborators in the many projects that he does. So I'm going to stop rambling. Tune in next week for more great programming. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is False Memory by Drew McDowell featuring James K. Thank you.
wears red, the other wears blue. Their brother's just the same, yes it's true. They're gonna be alright, they're gonna be alright. Well, be kind to your brother, man, you're gonna be alright. If your brother wants to be a girl, now you're gonna have a sister in this world, you're gonna be alright.